last week.
Let's go ahead and get started.
Just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life and the many blessings you give us. And I think most of our hearts are heavy for Washington, D.C. And we pray our immigration system would work if we come together as a country and come together like our county commissioners do here and work as a team. So, God, we commit this day to you and this time. And we give you the praise and the glory and honor in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Yes. There's only two.
There you go. You already have one, maybe?
Probably.
What?
What number? No, but you're not.
Cool. That's probably the last one. It's one of the one closed session. That's the closed session for nine.
Nine. Okay. That's going on. That's all right. I'll just share. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Before we get started on some of the other comments, we do have a piece of business we have to take care of during our 3 minute session due to exigent circumstances, and I have to ask the court. Sorry, but I have to wait until we're in session so that I can talk to y'all without it being a quorum. How many of you are going to Austin next week? All of you? Oh, okay. We have an issue as our regularly scheduled court session is next week, Wednesday. The other issue is we have to vote on payroll. So, I don't want to be the only one left in Orange County when the employees don't get paid. We have to do this latest Wednesday. Now, y'all are leaving what time?
Monday.
The idea was trying to see some folks before we head out of town. Yeah. So,
well, when can you be back?
I won't be back till Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Late. My last meeting is at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
In Austin.
Today's Tuesday.
Do we have enough of you coming back early enough so that we can have a session Wednesday, either in the morning or afternoon?
It'll have to be afternoon for sure.
We can do that.
Late afternoon.
Like 5 o'clock.
What's Thursday look like? Can't do it on Thursday?
Payroll goes out.
On Thursday. Well, Wednesday at midnight, yeah.
We're far enough ahead right now. Can we have a special call meeting on Friday?
We won't have all the hours in.
How about Saturday?
You just won't have the hours you're voting on.
But that would work, wouldn't it?
I think to approve payroll, we probably should have the official count in.
Yeah.
The only other option would be to have it on a weekend.
Robert, when do you plan to come back on Wednesday?
Well,
I can be back by 4 or 5 o'clock.
So you're going to the 1 o'clock with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can't.
I'm going to the 1 o'clock with Commissioner.
Okay.
Cody.
I hate to ask this question, but do all four of you need to go?
I think it's good for
the point is I mean we can send our message with.
No, I think we do need to go. I think we need to talk to them personally.
All four? Because I really like to get payroll.
Well, it wouldn't help if I stayed because then there's only two and you still don't have a quorum.
Would we have any numbers by Saturday? No.
No, because, I mean, if it
no, I understand. No, I understand. It,
Ma'am?
The only, she's trying to think of options. The only option may be to allow her to process the payroll and the court ratify it the following week.
And that's a little question.
And we've done that. We used to do that in the past before we started actually doing it in court. We did it for years that we didn't do that. We didn't certify it at all. Okay, so now we're trying to do it. So, I mean, is that legally, is it good for us to ratify it after the fact?
It is legally permissible. It is not preferable, but it is legally permissible. I mean, this would be exactly that kind of exigent circumstance.
Okay, and then we could do it the next week.
So we will do it the week following.
Sounds like a plan.
Is that right?
Do the week looking back and the week looking forward the following week. Okay.
Okay. And may I ask, if we're going to do this and not have a quorum, could y'all send something, whatever? I didn't know who all was going, who all wasn't. I just found out today. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know for sure who all was going until I just asked.
I didn't know I was going until I got told.
All right, that was the piece of business. Is our treasurer and legal advisor okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll put it on the agenda for not next week, but the week following on our special court session for that week.
To ratify.
Make sure we have the appropriate wording.
Yeah.
Will that meeting be a 10 o'clock or a 1 or 1:30 meeting?
If we're ratifying it, there's no point in having it at a special time.
Okay,
we just have it at 1:30. Unless y'all need it at a special time.
Yeah.
I'm good. Because that would be our regularly, our special courts, which are on Tuesdays, right?
I just wanted to make sure
I got that right. Yeah.
The auditor would like to clarify whether that gives her permission to pay any bills that absolutely have to go out and have those ratified as well.
As long as there's not a legal issue with it.
I don't have a legal issue with ratifying a payment after it's paid.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to take care of that piece of business before we got anything else.
To clarify, does that mean we're not having any court session at all next week?
That would be correct.
Okay.
Probably need to post that we don't have one, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll take that.
Also, and since we're on the subject, I was just going to wait till after, but Bailey, I was going to ask if you would post a possible quorum for next week's in Austin. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Is there anybody that would like to address the court for any matter they're concerned with? Anybody? Okay. Commissioner?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. Well, then we can move on to the next one. Oh, before we do, just as a wording question, do we have to classify the court session afterward? We're skipping next week, so the week after as our regular court session? Or do we make it? Okay, that's fine. Okay, number two, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $73,050.61 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the General Fund 001-101-51270 for retiree group insurance for 65 years of age and older for the month of February 2019. B, $21,652.83 UTMB from the General Fund 001-111-54235 for contract payment due February 2019. C, $44,020 to Ashbert Environmental from the General Fund 036-952-59999 for drying office space Harvey 2017. And D, $213,814.45 to Wendorf, Beward, and Partners from the General Fund 036-952-53900 to pay for administrative work performed to secure funding for needed Harvey recovery.
May I just ask a question? What office on C are we talking about?
The office that they dried?
What office was that?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
There's only two up here that were here at that time. Do y'all know?
I don't know the specifics on that one.
I know Ash Britt.
had a large ours in the sheriff's
office.
I don't know if that's what they're referring to.
Well, they dried the sheriff's office. They dried precinct 3 offices. They dried the airport office. They had it in Biter.
Biter, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was multiple offices.
See,
I don't know which specific one.
So I.
If Kurt was in here, he might know which specific one. But.
Did they specify on that invoice?
I will have to look.
I'm sorry, but
who's playing? I don't know either.
Kurt would probably know, but I don't see him out there.
Where is Kurt? He's usually here.
Yeah, the sheriff's building emergency drawing.
Sheriff's building.
It was all the sheriff's building.
It was
sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 44,000.
44,000.
Okay,
thank you, Penny.
Are there any others to add? Did
and also for approval on February 5th, 2019, from the general fund, $453,083.40. Road and Bridge, $26,119.43. Mosquito Control, $4,900. Adult Probation, $148.04. Airport, $504.25. Other Funds, $7,000. For a total payment of $491,755.12.
Move to and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second. Yes.
One and three. One.
Eight.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Number three, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through December 2018.
Judge, commissioners, I apologize for the late
Oh, okay. I got you.
Because we only have
Okay. Would y'all like to look through this
one? Well, there's...
We're not approving. We're just accepting.
Yeah. Just offering.
Yeah, no, I'll get it from her later. We can accept it. And then,
Were you looking for November?
Yeah, I was just going back and looking at the numbers, just comparing with the 2 months. Here also.
Oh, you got it.
I think me and you had two copies.
Y'all did too.
The judge and Commissioner Gauthier have two copies, and I have the rest. It's just on my desk.
Thank you.
No, because we're not going to.
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept it.
And I'll second that. We accept.
Okay. One and two. One.
Hey.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Number four, discussion and possible action regarding filing into the minutes of the court an endorsement and show of support of Keep Orange County Beautiful from the Orange County Commissioner's Court for their annual trash off and tire disposal drive. Action to possibly include a contribution of $500 to Southeast Texas Resource Conservation and Development, RC&D, to defer administrative costs to keep the cost to the Keep Orange County Beautiful, KOCB, organization for this trash off and tire disposal drive.
That's me.
That's you.
So I'd like to start off by thanking Judge Crooks and the commissioners for allowing Keep Orange County Beautiful to speak to you today. My name is Deborah Bednar, and I am the chairperson of Keep Orange County Beautiful. So thank you very much for having us here. To begin with the end in mind, we are seeking your endorsement and support for the annual trash off and tire disposal that is scheduled for Saturday, March the 2nd, and the possibility of a $500 grant to the Southeast Texas Resource Conservation and Development Group to defer the administrative cost and in recognition of their support of Orange County. A small clarification is that this is for their support of Orange County in general and not just the trash and tire event. So this is for their support in general. So just to, I assume that you've looked at the pre-read or that you already know quite a bit about Keep Orange County Beautiful. So you might ask yourself, what makes Keep Orange County Beautiful unique? There's a couple of things that I think are standout or an important about our organization. First of all, our bylaws do not allow for membership as such. So we do have a board of directors. Now, you can imagine that this turns out to be very few Indians and a lot of chiefs, okay?
Yes.
So being the leader of this group, it can be a bit like herding cats to get anything done. But the good part is that we have people that are very passionate about a variety of activities. Probably the first one that you've heard about and we've spoken with Mr. Trahan about is around recycling. We have members that are very passionate about recycling. We also have members that are very passionate about litter ordinance and enforcement of those, and have a very strong opinions in those regards. And we have a lot of members or people, board members, that are passionate around beautification and would like to see both the public areas, the businesses, and our personal homes beautified. So we cast a wide net in doing our in our organization. The other thing that makes us unique is that we really seek opportunities to bring resources to Orange for around those activities, around recycling, around trash and litter mitigation, and around beautification. A couple of examples that come to mind. Our first one is with Keep Texas Beautiful. They are supplying the resource of trash bags and gloves for the trash off this year.
Good.
They also provide opportunities for grants around recycling and recognition from the governor and other organizations in Texas for the activities around keeping Orange County beautiful. The second one is the one I'm asking for perhaps consideration for a grant to is the Southeast Texas Resource Conservation and Development Group. This group is aligned with the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality, or the TCEQ, and actually have access to some of the enforcement funds from TCEQ for tire cleanup, waterway cleanup, and e-waste cleanup. Now, some of you may have been around when we did an e-waste cleanup, I think in 2013, and we are considering doing that again and using some of the funds from the Southeast Texas RC&D, which are really from the TCEQ. Okay, so any questions around Keep Orange County Beautiful before we move to the RC&D?
I didn't have a couple questions. I started looking up Southeast Texas
Good.
Resource Conservation Development.
Mm-hmm.
And notice there's chapters across the state, not one
right
real close to us. I think this one is out of Livingston, if I recall.
It is out of Livingston. And Mr. Trahan, you are correct. There are 13 councils,
yeah,
if you will, within Texas. And Orange County is included with the Southeast Texas group. There's 16 counties in that group. And so it's a pretty big area.
Yeah.
On your pre-read, I apologize. I did make an error there. I listed the 16 counties. You can strike Matagorda. That is not in the Southeast Texas group. But do add Tyler and Walker counties. Those are in the Southeast Texas group. It was my mistake going from my notes on that rather than looking at their bylaws. Okay, so there are 16 counties, and it does include the Alabama Coushatta Indian Reservation, by the way, which is interesting to have them participate in our meetings as well. More questions?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Because the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission does some of the same kind of work that you're talking about. Has there been any thoughts about trying to get together with the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and pair that up?
And actually, no, I have not thought about including them. So that would be a good addition for us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd recommend calling, I guess, Bob Dickinson.
Bob Dickinson. You need to contact.
Okay. Good.
Dave, yeah, come up and identify yourself.
The Regional Planning Agency does get money from RC&D to help with much of their work. When a entity, whether it's a plant or an individual or whatever, is found to be in the wrong and is fined, in many cases, part of that fine can be allocated to special environmental programs called SEP funds. RC&D is the vehicle for those funds to get out to the local side. So they do that with the Regional Planning Agency. They funded a fair amount of the last one that was done, which was in Vider.
I think there's one coming up. I can't recall the date. There's one coming up here shortly that they're doing as well. And that's why I asked that maybe there's a way.
It's in Mauriceville, isn't it?
I think working with the RPA is a good idea.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. when we're working with the RC&D, it's primarily to go after the funds from the SCP.
Okay.
And by there's another item on the agenda for to make a donation to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially to give us a better in for projects that need funding for water quality, air quality, and related items. And the money's there. It's often doesn't get spent.
Mm-hmm.
We got money for Little Cypress for a new school bus,
mm-hmm.
Because that's part of the clean air stuff. As long as you destroy the engine on the old polluting bus, you get a new one. You get a new whole bus. So there are a lot of those projects that you really only get access through RC&D, the RPA, the Regional Planning Agency. Doesn't get into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of TC, the RC and the funding.
Well, outside of trash off, you're looking for influence for the other projects, the other programs.
Yes, and knowledge of the people here on the court. So when they see something that needs doing, they'll mm-hmm. think, maybe we can get that from RC. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when is the thing in Mauriceville?
Sorry?
When is the activity in Mauriceville? Johnny just mentioned
that's
something
about the Southeast Texas Regional Planning.
That's the regional planning. I'll send and get the dates for that.
You're good.
That's also, good. Before you leave, though, Dave, I'm sorry, because I think she needs your name and everything for your for the record.
Oh, my name
so
is
they know who was talking.
J. David DeRozier. I'm former chairman of Keep Orange County Beautiful.
He's my mentor.
Right, thank you. Thank you. They just have to have it for the record so it's recorded.
That's good. That's good.
They know me. You
know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And Deborah, we talked before about people littering.
Yes.
What are the, I mean, how can the sheriff's department, police department, I've seen somebody litter before, and I've tried to follow them and get their license number, but they're going faster than I am, and I can't catch up with them.
Sure.
But, I mean, I just can't believe that people do the things they do, but they do.
Right.
And I live on a little lane out in the country that, I mean, litter, what we know what they had, Whataburger and Burger King, we know mm-hmm. what's in that week and mm-hmm. who's having sales. And, I mean, the worst is the littering of dogs and cats out on a country road.
Yeah.
They happen to throw that out.
Yikes.
So, and that's pitiful. That is, I don't know what kind of human being could actually do something like that.
So litter abatement is a big issue. Dave, you want to make a comment on this? But enforcement of those laws is a big issue mm-hmm. for Keep Orange County Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, we created something called the litter button. Mm-hmm. And we put it on the Keep Orange County Beautiful website. It's actually on just about every page. And if you see someone littering and you identify the vehicle, mm-hmm. what was thrown out, date mm-hmm. and time, you can go click on the litter button and it will bring you to TxDOT. And you can complete the information from your notes. TxDOT cannot give them a ticket, but they will send them a letter that says you were observed throwing out litter on the street at this location. This was thrown out. Do you know that's against the law? You should use a litter bag. And by the way, here is one. It says, don't mess with Texas.
Well, you know, we all used to have a litter bag in our car. I can remember that. But I don't have one anymore. I haven't seen one in forever.
I should have brought you one. Keep Orange County Beautiful does distribute those, by the way.
I do not throw it out the window. But then there's things out on the highway that had been there for 3 months at least.
Right.
And so what happens, it just spreads because it's a whole bunch of it. Mm-hmm. And that's TxDOT, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. That is TxDOT. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I stood up because one of the biggest problems with our litter button is if you're by yourself in the car, you can't go find a piece of paper and write something down, even if you're close to the person in heavy traffic. So the idea was wonderful. The implementation is
a little more difficult. Right.
And we don't get as much into it as we should. On the other hand, the more that people know about the litter button, the more they will think about writing that information down.
Mm-hmm. Or take a picture of it with your phone. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I get a lot of action that way sometimes when I take the license plate, take a picture of that, and then say, this is what I'm going to do.
I mean, I've gone through trash before and found addresses.
Oh, yeah, right. That happens. Mm-hmm. That does happen.
Not from my house. I showed you.
What other questions do you have?
Your program on March the 2nd. Yes. What's the location of that?
It will be starting from the boat ramp in City, Orange City Boat Ramp, but then we fan out through both the waterways on Sabine River, and Sandra Cash has been talking with some of the folks over at the boat club. Then we go all over Orange County from there and then collect it back again.
And you know, like if people can't come to that, if they would just pick up within their block,
yep,
and clean their block up, because we've got to take responsibility for where we live and for what goes, you know, what happens there. And people aren't. That's called pride.
Right.
Well,
and that's
that
what...
not to dump, you know, furniture in the ditches.
Yeah. This is a furniture store.
Right.
It's an epidemic in Orange County.
That's part of what Keep Orange County Beautiful is trying to make more awareness of. I'm sorry.
I'm saying, is this similar to what they're doing with the Stark Foundation and their group and that they do there?
It is in conjunction with that.
That event.
Yes. Same time. We are working together on this.
So they'll have the dump stations at the city park down there where they normally have them and at the boat ramp?
I'm thinking at the boat ramp, but I'm not going to guarantee it. Yeah, at the boat ramp for sure. Yeah.
And is this the
city has a mayor's Main Street cleanup? They started this the third year this year.
Great.
And it coincides real close with that date. Of course, their event's flexible. Just for publicity and getting it out more, it'd be maybe I'll have the mayor Bider reach out to you. And I mean, we have a place to dump our trash and everything. That's fine.
Right.
But just to coordination and make it wider in the county and known by more, I think would be good advertisement for everybody.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Thank you.
So Mayor Bider has been on our list to contact and talk to. You never got around to it while you were there, but we would love to talk to
you. Do you want to come introduce yourself too so you can be in the record?
Please.
Yeah.
I started it, well, last year was the second annual. We made it bigger than it was the year before. We gave away barbecue and I had t-shirts made. It's a lot of trash.
So this is the first year that y'all coordinating that with, though, through the Stark Foundation. Y'all
correct.
Done this before.
And we're specifically focusing on tires this time. I know that the Stark Foundation in the past would take an occasional tire, but they didn't really say bring tires out.
Yeah.
Now we are, because that's the part that the RC&D is really helping us with.
Okay.
They're providing the funds for the disposal of the tire, and we have a local tire sponsor or vendor in Superior Tire.
Okay.
So Superior is going to actually collect all the tires and then dispose of them as they do in their business.
Okay.
And RC&D will pay them for that activity.
Just for your own future knowledge, I've had good success in Bider with Modica Brothers.
Great.
Taking tires. So in the future, if you're looking for a sponsor in that area, you may want to reach out to them.
Okay.
They've helped the city quite a bit.
Great. Thank you. This lady needs to know who you are, I think.
Sandra Cash.
She's the one who's passionate about the litter enforcement, I think.
And
you
I
would
think
tell.
The Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission's event, I think they take up to 10 tires, I believe.
Yeah,
and $1 a tire after that.
They charge you.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
so
cheap.
They do paint, they do batteries, they do several things like that.
What I was going to ask you. What about the paint and the batteries?
They do it.
Yeah, hazardous waste.
We had that with the city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So. Seems like we need to figure out a way to coordinate all these different activities.
Well, a big
what we'd like to see is a coordinated effort between the municipalities,
right,
to look at, to bring up their litter ordinances which are antiquated and outdated, update them, and then enforce the litter ordinance as a county together.
Everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Do you have any more for our agenda item today you'd like to talk about?
No. I do have the remittance address and the other counties that have made contributions to the RC&D, and I'd have that available if that's helpful to you.
Okay. That'd be great.
And this is the first time that y'all have actually asked for the funding help, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah. They apparently did send an invoice. I believe it was in September, but I'm not sure that we did not know. I did not know that an invoice was sent, and I don't know if it was presented to the court. It was not paid. I will say that. Yeah. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or action on this item?
Just trying to think how we word it.
Yeah.
We just got both that and the 500 in here, too.
Well, I suppose the motion could read, if you were looking to make a motion for it, you could say move to enter into the record a support of Keep Orange County Beautiful from the Orange County Commissioner's Court for their annual trash off and tire disposal, and to include a contribution of $500 to the Southeast Texas Resource Conservation Development to defer administrative costs to the Keep Orange County Beautiful organization for this trash off.
I'll second it.
Sounds good. There we go. That's
it. That's like a good motion.
We got it. Okay. Judge, I can read well. I reads good. Judge in four. One.
Aye.
Okay. Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Okay. And now for the other portion, discussion and possible action regarding the line item transfer from 001-111-53830, contingency, the amount of $500, to 001-111-53010, contributions, amount of $500, and the purpose to provide funds to defer administrative costs to the Keep Orange County Beautiful organization for the annual trash off and tire disposal drive.
So Judge, do we also need to add that that is also for their general administration costs?
If you'd like, we can put that in the motion.
We added that for four. I think it needs to be added for five.
Okay. So would you like to amend your motion?
I'd like to amend it to include the defer the cost for the administration cost to the Keep Orange County Beautiful organization.
Three, I'll second. Three and Judge, one.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
All right.
Judge, come on, just see if we go further on that. And we're still working on our collective, the citizen collection station. It's been a lot more complicated than we thought. And we're not really in a big hurry because we don't have enough probably budgeted for this year. I think the key is to have all our ducks in a row so that next budget year we can make those recommendations and see how much money we have to spend on them. But we have been working on it, so we'll be in touch when we get a little bit further down the road.
Okay, great.
Okay. Number six, discussion and possible action regarding a request for an amended right-of-way and easement in favor of ExxonMobil at the Orange County Airport, as well as a related 60-day workspace agreement. The proposed right-of-way and easement would extend what was previously granted to Saucony. Am I saying that right?
Saucony?
Saucony? Saucony Mobile Oil Company, Inc. in 1959. Action by the court may include approval for Orange County Judge Pro Tem to execute all the necessary documents to effectuate the granting of the easement and temporary workspace agreements.
Commissioners, this is the same agenda item that was on a couple weeks ago, and I presented. At the time, the discussion was for a perpetual easement, $1,500 per rod. There's another option for a 25-year easement, but I think the court agreed that the 25-year easement at a quarter of the price was not really something that you guys were interested in. I was asked to take back to Exxon sort of a counter offer of $1,750. So I have spoken to them. All of the other issues that we discussed were agreeable, but they did not say no. I mean, it was not an absolute no, but it was a please reconsider. $1,500 is more than fair. That's what they, and I know the court wanted some time to look to see if there was any support for fair market value above $1,500. a rod. So I am representing with the Exxon, basically saying that they believe $1,500 is fair and already above fair market value for that lease.
Well, I did some checking on some property owners that I know that's done some recently, and it's been anywhere in the range from the $1,250 to $1,500. I didn't find anything at the higher rate. I mean, I wish we could have got it, but...
And that's, we looked as well, and 15 was on the highest end, and that's why we had 15 as the sort of high negotiating number, but where we would go no lower than, so that's where we are. And they're still willing to pay the back lease of, I think it's like 13,803, which is the 1,500 with the formula. Not yours, but theirs. Based on the time that we owned it. Our request was for a time period when the county had not yet taken a fee interest.
What's the total on the back?
$13,803.
$13,000.
And then the total cost at $1,500 a rod is $153,375.
I'm sorry, I was writing.
Sorry, $153,375.
And that's at $1,500 per rod.
That's at $1,500 per rod.
$153,375.
And that's on $1,500 a rod?
That's $1,500 a rod for, I'd have to pull it to say the exact number of rods.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused because it shouldn't have come out to be $375. Unless I'm doing some math wrong. What are you talking about? What is the $150? What is the $153,375?
That is $1,500 per rod times the number of rods encompassed in the lease.
Which is 102.25 rods.
Yeah, I didn't know the number off the top of my head. 102.25 rods.
That's why.
Yeah.
And my question to you was the 0.25, but that's all right.
Oh, that may have just been a rounding.
Okay.
Well, if they pay off at exact, they're going to measure to the exact measurement of the rod, so... I'd rather them give us the 0.25 and us give it to them.
Yes.
I'm just worried that they took off 0.75.
Oh, but they do. that they shorted us on the lake.
Here, I can do the math.
So the
calculator here. Denise, would you so kindly word a motion?
Hold on, we're doing math here.
We're doing math. We hadn't got the English class yet.
He did.
So the total is going to be $166,683
for the two.
$166.
No, that's not right.
Actually, $153,375 is the even number of 1,500 times 102.25.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
He's adding the 13 and the 153.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that my $153,375 number was not right.
13.
It's $167,178.
I'm sorry.
The total is $167,178.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
$153,375 and $13,803.
Yes.
Come out to $167,178.
308. 0.75. Is it 308 or 803? I may have been dyslexic.
At 803.
It's 803.
Oh, that was
why the difference.
13,803.75.
Okay, I had 308.
Now I know why you're not an accountant.
Yeah, okay.
Me too. I know I'm not either.
I'm either. So the total is $167,178.
That's what I wrote down.
0.75.
Oh,
the back pay is $13,803.75.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's another figure in there.
I move to authorize the judge to judge pro tem to sign an agreement.
It would be an amended easement as well as a temporary workspace agreement.
All right.
And the temporary workspace agreement is what will allow them to get on there and make sure their pipe is buried properly and do the rearmoring project that they need to do.
Okay. All right, we'll try this again. I'm going to move to authorize the judge pro tem to sign an amended easement and a temporary work
space
workspace agreement on behalf of the county with, are we doing with Coney
Mobile? ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil.
I second that. Good.
For the numbers discussed.
One and two. One.
Hey.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Okay. Number seven, discussion and possible action regarding approval of an order designating a reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 Texas Tax Code. A reinvestment zone is necessary for the consideration of potential tax abatements or other incentive agreements with anyone located in the zone. I've been informed that we need to no action this item today. Okay then. Number eight, discussion and possible action regarding approving a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code 262.02AD7 for items that can be obtained from only one source from which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for two each London Fog 9-10 spray units with incorporated Stellar VF GPS Stellar software license and support systems in the amount of $30,434.07 to NCES. Is all that right? All right. So this is for the is this for the spray guns for
mosquito
Patrick Beebe?
Yeah, for mosquito.
You want to come tell us anything, Pat?
Well, sounds like something out of Star Wars. I don't know.
No, no. I know it's a mouthful. That item was a mouthful. These are the spray units that we had actually purchased 2 years ago to replace some older units as well. At that time, we did the research, looked at everything that's out there. These units were the most economical when you looked at the adding the tracking system with them, along with the price of the spray unit itself, and so with the additional replacements of these two units, which was approved for this budget year, we would like to continue. We've had great luck with the units, no problems. We'd like to continue the use of this tracking system with the unit in our program.
Patrick, if I recall correctly, these things measure the product dispersed and where it's dispersed. It gives you all the data back that you need to satisfy the agencies that you have to satisfy.
Correct. Yes, these particular tracking units not only provide you with vehicle tracking, but it also produces the reports that log our material usage, acres treated, amount of active ingredient per acre, all those things that the state and whether it be Department of Agriculture, EPA, TCEQ, those requirements that they're asking that we provide to them each year with our reporting. So it does it all.
Anything that helps kill mosquitoes back there.
It does that.
It'll be bad this year.
It's been wet. It's been wet for a long time. It might be a bad year. Hope not, but we'll see.
And for you and for Connie, I understand these are still, even after all this time, proprietary one-source units we can't get anywhere else.
No, because he has to include all of the equipment
on it. Right. There are different GPS tracking systems out there. However, with this particular unit, it is designed to work with this unit. And again, when we researched this, the two together 2 years ago, this was the most economical tracking system that was out there. There's others that are real time, that have more bells and whistles and do a lot more. We don't need that. This meets our minimum requirements and takes care of, covers the work that we have.
It's compatible with what we already have.
Yes, and we don't have to buy it. Yes, correct.
So moved.
Second.
One and three. One.
Hey.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Thank you.
Oh, you can keep hanging out up here. You're next.
Okay. Yeah, you're next.
Discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge to sign a renewal contract for environmental consulting services provided by LJA Engineering to meet the annual requirements for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality Pesticide General Permit TXG870000. TCEQ PGP requirements include mosquito control district pesticide applications and road and bridge department herbicide applications. These services have been provided to Orange, Jefferson, and Chambers County by LJA since the implementation to TCEQ PGP in 2012. Funds for payment of services are included in mosquito control district budget.
Another mouthful.
Yeah. You got to start writing these smaller.
Short ones.
Yes. The permits are required in order for us to conduct our pesticide applications and for road and bridge to apply any herbicides. That's just a requirement that has been in effect, again, since 2012. This company, LJA, is the company that not only takes care of this permit work for the county, but others permitting work. I believe stormwater runoff is another one. It is similar but different because the difference between the two is the stormwater runoff is dealing with runoff of water. This one is dealing with, the EPA is considered our applications as a discharge to waters of the U.S. So that's slight difference in the two, but back in 2012 when the permitting was initiated and we were required to make application for permit and then report to TCEQ on our applications, there were a number of meetings that we were involved in with Road and Bridge and other counties and TCEQ EPA, and once we realize what the scope of work that is required with the permit was entailed, it was determined that not only our department, Road and Bridge, the county doesn't have the resources, staff, manpower, nor the expertise to provide the information that is required. So the option was to allow someone like LJA to perform the workforce or to hire an employee to do this. It's far cheaper, more economical to let LJA do the work, and that's the route we went, and it has continued from that point forward, 2012 forward, with the use of LJA and their help with our permitting process. So the money has been in, was set aside and put in our budget each year since that time. It is in the budget. It is in our line, the line item, appropriate line item to take care of this. And I think there was one stipulation Denise had found in the contract that was worked out. And she is happy.
Have you had a chance
with,
to review and
I have. The only issue I had was in the governing law provision of paragraph 19. It specified Harris County as exclusive venue, and I told them that needed to be Orange County, and they sent a revised one. So that was the only issue I had with it.
Okay. That was my next question, was if you reviewed
it. Just make sure that the copy that is being executed has the corrected paragraph 19 on page 3.
Yeah, my only question has always been, why are we paying the same as Jefferson County? But
well, and that's a good question. What we did in 2012 is the three, because it being our district is our districts working closely together in our area region, we were able to come together and join and get a better rate for the services than trying to contract them individually, and they agreed to that. They said, okay, we will do that. There are other districts or programs in the, I think, Fort Bend and some other counties, I can't remember now all of them, that also LJA does provide the service to, but they didn't form a small group like we did. So we're getting a better price by joining up with Jefferson and Chambers County for the services that they're providing.
And all this passes through TCEQ and all that? And
yes.
That's done. So yes. We don't have any Roundup in it?
We don't have any what?
Roundup?
No, no. Haven't been rounded up yet. So.
So moved.
Second.
One and two. One.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Thanks again.
Yes, thanks again. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Patrick, wait just a second. How do you know when to start spray? I've always wondered.
Okay, surveillance.
Yeah.
Surveillance drives.
Over the different parts of the county, y'all just...
It drives our spray schedule.
Calling, I can't go out in my backyard, Patrick. You might want to look at this area.
No, but you might do it before then, right. Is what I'm saying.
But I think he's got to have the numbers so he knows where to spray.
Right, okay. That's part of the permitting requirements. We have action thresholds that we have to meet before we can apply materials in the environment or out there.
You might explain your traps and then you put the traps out.
Part of the surveillance program is we have stationary traps, light trap stations placed throughout the county in areas that we know are hot spots that produce large numbers of mosquitoes. They're monitored, they're collected each week, in each day. They're running, timers are running on different days. Anyway, we ascertain the numbers from each area's species, and that helps us to determine flight ranges, development areas, whether or not they'll transmit disease or not, or capable of transmitting disease or not, along with CDC light traps that we set out, and they're used mainly for disease surveillance, disease activity to determine if that's in a given area. We also do landing rate counts.
Can people request that you put
absolutely, they can call. Yes, ma'am, they can call, and we consider those service requests. So when we receive calls from individuals that are having issues, then we'll send an inspector out, the inspector out, and or myself. Somebody will go out.
Yeah.
We'll verify that we actually have the numbers to justify treatment and to dispatch the units out accordingly.
Okay.
I got bit this weekend. Does that count?
With the weather we're having now, it's typical. It's not anything unusual. Up and down weather, and temperatures coming up into the 70s, some moisture. We typically will see some mosquito activity begin during the warming periods, and then by Thursday evening when the temperature drops back down to 40, wind shifts out of north, they'll knock them back down.
Don't tell them you came and sprayed and you took care of the problem.
And so it's up and down this time of year.
Yesterday at sunset, they were starting up here. So
thank you. Yes, that is.
Ms. Hardwine, did you have a question?
I just saw your hand.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Patrick does a fine job.
Yes, he does. I have learned more about mosquitoes from Patrick than I ever thought I wanted to do.
Number 10, discussion and possible action to transfer funds from the contingency account into the fund established for the drainage improvements along FM 1442 at the entrance of Gulf States. Gulf States Power Plant or Energies?
Gulf States Road.
It's
Gulf States Road, okay. Energy Power Plant.
Yeah, the Energy Power Plant, the Gulf States Road. The Sabine River Authority grant allows for the purchase of the culvert pipe and end treatments. The additional funds are to pay for the purchase of cement-stabilized sand needed to backfill the trench around the culvert. The additional cost is $4,400.
Yeah, I don't know if we intended to set up a separate fund for that, but that was my understanding. And so the estimate or the Sabine River Fund grant was based on the cost of the pipe. You know, we had discussed doing it a couple different ways, but it wasn't all the items. And so this is to put cement-stabilized sand around the pipe as we backfill it to prevent any pipe separation or to prevent washing outs, to make it much more likely that it will succeed.
And, Judge Commissioners, on this, I do ask that we would not be moving it into that line item because the funding is a grant.
That's right. This isn't a grant.
We could move funds from contingency into, you know, a road and bridge account to pay for it, and that it's just it won't be going into that fund.
Okay.
How many culverts are we talking about total?
The length is about 320 feet in front of Energy, and then the next one downstream also has to be doubled up. It's a 45-foot culvert.
And is that all covered by this extra 4,400 plus the grant?
Yes.
So there's two separate culverts that you're replacing, or there's more than two?
Well, there's two locations in front of the Energy plant, which is one long structure.
Culvert. We'll just call
and
it.
Then the next one downstream is a single 45-foot culvert. So, I mean, there's two locations.
So it's 320 feet in one location, 45 feet in the other.
Yes.
So the tower road?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that...
Now, aren't there some more going north?
Well, once you get past that tower road entrance, then there's actually a ditch that goes back off into the bayou. Or
to the marsh.
The marsh. So there are more culverts down there along in front of the church, and I think there's an access culvert for...
But those are on the other side of the...
Those are on the other side of the ditch.
And the church ones are already doubled up. The there's one access one that the drainage district said that they're going to replace on their own.
Right.
So, I mean, or double it up.
One of them, I think, is an SRA, and I think they'll take care of theirs.
Yeah, they're taking theirs. They said, I think they're taking theirs out for... So this is just a contingency fund to road and bridge fund, then. It would be the best way. Okay.
Funds from contingency
to road and bridge.
This is all you'll need.
We're not doing a lot of transfer.
Need to do a transfer.
I think we could do it off of this.
Do it off of this?
Okay. All right. So I make a motion that we transfer funds from contingency account into the road and bridge fund for the amount of $4,400 to pay for the purchase of the cement stabilized sand needed to backfill the trench around the culverts that were approved for the 1442 Gulf States project.
Three and one. Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Three.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Number 11, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation.
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, save and except for myself, Lori Ardwin, Christy Corey, and Sheriff Merritt, and no recording, please.
What time do you say you closed it?
We don't have any bags.
2:34. Okay. Okay, we returned to open meeting at 3:52. Returned to open, number 12, returned to open meeting. I'm sorry, are you up and running? Okay, returned to open meeting, take any action deemed necessary based upon discussion in closed meeting. There will be no action on this last item. Any objections, concerns?
No, sir.
No.
The poll bunch is up, but I'll hold it with myself.
Bless. 13, discussion possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court
motion.
Meeting.
Second.
Four and one. One.
Eight.
Two. Aye.
Judge, aye. Three. Four. Take that one.